Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Online at KFYO.com, and of course the Radio Pup app as well. Election day here in the state of Texas. Only about 4% of you have actually gone and voted, which is, that's pretty low. So today we have on most of the candidates running for statewide office. Your final chance to hear directly from them about why you need to go and vote, why you need to go and vote for them. And joining me right now to talk about his campaign, Republican candidate for Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian. Welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
Good to be with you, Chad. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today. As I mentioned, only about 4%, and at least that's in the top 15 most populous counties, about 4% of people have gone out and voted. How do you motivate people to get out there and vote for you? This is a race that has been covered up a little bit by the lieutenant governor's race and by the AG's race, but this is there's been some mudslinging in this race as well.
Well, indeed there has, and that's unfortunate, but seems to be we as Republicans are starting to take that for granted. I hope we can change that in days ahead and clean up our side of the room, as they go to say. But this race is important, Chad, as I've told you many times. I believe that not only does Mr. Obama want to turn Texas blue, which most people understand, turn it Democratic where we no longer have a Republican president, but I believe he can also, while we're not looking at the Railroad Commission, turn it green, which is to stop oil, gas, and coal, which is the number one fastest-growing part of our economy and has historically allowed us to say no to the federal government to some of their expenditure threats and keep Texas independent, creating jobs.
Well, and this is why it's a very important race going forward, because this deals directly with the economy. Why are you in a better position to be railroad commissioner than your opponent in your mind?
I have experience doing what the job requires. The job does not require somebody to go out and start drilling for oil for the citizens of the state of Texas. It requires somebody to look over the oil and gas industry and represent the citizens and have direct oversight to make sure, number one, the citizens are protected from bad actors. Number two, that the industry itself can continue doing what it always has done, is create jobs, oil, gas, and coal in Texas. I had that 14 years in the Texas legislature. The money is important, and money is directed directly from the legislature. After 14 years, I have friends throughout the legislature that will allow me to step into that position with experience. We don't need somebody like my opponent that needs a learning curve to learn the job. It is too important. We need a little bit of history, a little bit of experience is very important right now with the attack we're under from our commander-in-chief.
Well, and I'm sure you've heard his ads. He says that he'd be the first engineer in a long amount of time to be a railroad commissioner. That's the type of experience that we need. You disagree with that. Instead, you think that it needs to be somebody who has had legislative experience.
Well, experience in overseeing an agency of the state government. Understand the qualifications for the job are not to have somebody that's an engineer. There may be a darn good reason Texas is number one for the past decade in oil, gas, and coal, and it may be because we didn't have an engineer at the job telling other people how to do their work. In Texas, we believe in the free market capital system where the industry goes out there and develops the new ways of doing things, fracking, horizontal drilling, etc. If you have somebody of the profession that is there, they have a tendency to tell the free market industry what to do. And when they're in a position in government, such as the Railroad Commission, that becomes big brother government telling the free market what to do, which is not true free market.
Visiting with Wayne Christian, Republican candidate for Railroad Commissioner. Wayne, you've heard some of the attacks from your opponent. He's called you a big liberal, big government, big spender, someone who has worked to raise taxes, someone who has worked against the oil and gas industries in Texas. You want to respond to any of those?
Well, of course, it's somewhat ridiculous. At least I'm the one guy in this race that can prove I am not all of those things. I was chairman of the Conservative Coalition for 3 terms in the House. I was one of the board member organizers of the Tea Party Caucus. I was the only legislator in my last session to get a 100% score from the Conservative Digest, from Texas Eagle Forum. I'm endorsed by this contest by Texas Eagle Forum's Chairman Kathy Adams, by Michelle Swift, Concerned Women of America in Texas, and by every conservative group. Texas Business Association gave me their top award while I was in office. So to say that I am a big spending liberal is kind of crazy. I know he sent out one mailer that had me with a picture of Harry Reid. I'm sure Harry Reid would turn over in his seat if he knew that my picture was next to his. ALEC, nationally, the American Legislative Exchange Conference, the conservative Jeffersonian organization in America, named me to the best legislator in the nation. That's with William Bennett and Ronald Reagan are part of the members of that organization. So I'm sure if you're talking about who's more conservative and to the right, I'm the only one that has that proven record.
Wayne, and I'm gonna give you about 2 minutes here. Tell folks why they need to vote for you for Railroad Commissioner.
We don't need Texas to become California. Of course we want to support our oil and gas industry. Shut down the time it takes to get a permit. That's important. Make sure citizens are protected from any bad actors or any problems that we find out there that might concern the citizens. But by and large, for our children, we need Texas to continue to be as independent from the federal government oversight as possible. That keeps Texas from becoming a bow-down state as California has become to the federal government. We don't need Obama to expand control of federal government in Texas. The best way to defend ourselves is to keep our economy strong. The economy in Texas is $24 billion this past biennium to the state coffers from oil, gas, and coal, and $178 billion per year in jobs to the citizens of the state of Texas. That is all directly regulated at the Railroad Commission. I'm the only candidate with experience and a record of true fighting the federal government that's in this race.
Wayne Christian, Republican candidate for Railroad Commissioner, as always, appreciate your time. Good luck this evening, and we'll talk to you after the election.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate you so much.
Have a good one. That's Wayne Christian, Republican candidate for Railroad Commissioner. We'll take the break when we come back. Ken Paxton, Republican candidate for Attorney General here in the state of Texas, will be my guest.
Highlight on Business, every Thursday morning at 7:28, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance. Work safe, Texas.
Williams Brake, Tune and Tire invites you to a magical evening on the banks of Buffalo Springs Lake with Mike Pritchard and the Blue Thunder and Lightning Horns. Bring a lawn chair, a cooler, and unwind. Watch the sun go down as the fun goes up. This free show is Saturday, May 31st. Simply pay the gate fee and join us on the meadow. The 98 Cool Summer Splash with car cruise, dancing, food, contest, games, and truly a night to remember at Buffalo Springs Lake.
Hey, Jen, you follow politics. Who are you voting for on May 27th for the train commission?
But you mean Railroad Commission?
Well, yeah, that's it.
That's an easy one. I'm voting for Ryan Sitton. The Railroad Commission has nothing to do with trains. It oversees the oil and gas industry in Texas. Ryan Sitton is a mechanical engineer who's worked in the energy industry his entire professional career. He'd be the first engineer to serve in over 50 years.
Really?
Yeah, and Sitton's opponent has zero oil and gas experience. Wayne Christian actually tried to mandate green energy by forcing us to buy electricity generated by burning wood.
Well, seriously? And that guy calls himself a conservative?
Yep, Wayne Christian's a career politician. But Ryan Sitton's an energy expert who can help Texas lead the nation to energy independence.
All right. I'm voting conservative Ryan Sitton for Railroad Commissioner on May 27th.
Smart move.
Political advertising paid for by the Ryan Sitton campaign.
America's original nighttime IndyCar race is back. The Firestone 600 is coming to Texas Motor Speedway on Saturday night, June 7th. Right now, speed on in with a Firestone Family 4-Pack. It includes four tickets to the Firestone 600, four Cokes, and four hot dogs for just $79. That's right, $79 to take a family of four to the fastest race of the year at Texas Motor Speedway. Log on to TexasMotorSpeedway.com/TMSTotalAccess to buy your tickets today. It's the Firestone 600 at Texas Motor Speedway, Saturday, June 7th.
Have you or someone you love recently been diagnosed with prostate cancer? Many believe that all available treatment options will likely lead to debilitating side effects. As a result, couples facing prostate cancer have been presented with a difficult choice between effective treatment or a normal lifestyle. It's true that traditional treatments like X-ray radiation or surgery can come with serious side effects like incontinence and impotence. But at the ProCure Proton Therapy Center in Oklahoma,